This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So a couple of days ago, I had a dentist appointment, you know, getting old, trying to fix everything. But anyway, so I woke up a little bit earlier and, you know, I sat down, started planning for the day for my kids, like who has to do what, putting paper clips and little notes and marks, like you have to finish this by this and then read this and whatnot. And, you know, planning it out just so meticulously. And I just found myself so like consumed into it and so engrossed into what I was doing. And I started thinking to myself, subhanAllah, we as human beings from, you know, when we're in school, we start planning for everything. We plan what college we want to go to, what job we want to work, you know, when we want to get married, and then when we might get married, when we want to have kids, and then what we plan, what we want to name our kids, and then what schools we want to put them in, and, you know, when we want to go on vacation. Some people even, mashallah, plan what they're going to eat for the following week, you know, which is so organized, mashallah, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. May we be all like that. I'm not like that. But anyway, we put so much time and effort and heart into planning for everything. And of course, at the end, it's in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands, but we do put so much time in planning everything, every little tiny detail, right? And subhanAllah, I was thinking to myself, like, this is dunya, right? It's about this much. It's like a grain of sand in deserts upon deserts. Nothing. This and infinity. And yet it takes so much time of our thinking. It takes so much planning from us. And if only we kind of shifted the focus from the now to the hereafter and start planning for that. What is your game plan? What are you planning for yourself so that when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, Ya Rab, I did everything I can. I did my best. I put my best foot forward just to be closer to you and so that you're pleased with me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is your game plan with the Quran? Are you trying to better yourself? Are you just like stagnant, or are you on a continuous or in a continuous state of trying to improve yourself, trying to enrich yourself, trying to learn and to know, to memorize, to teach, to give, to ask about others? What is your game plan for this heart? How are you making it go, you know, grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, subhanAllah, we are really kind of like distracted by this dunya. And if we really understood that even our success in this dunya lies in our planning for the akhirah, the whole way or the entire way that we think will totally change. Sit down with yourself today and create a game plan for yourself. Put something that you know you're capable of doing, not something that's too hard. Make sure that as you're planning for your kids' success in this dunya, that you're planning for their success in the akhirah as well. More than the dunya, because that's what's going to count at the end. That's, you know, where they stand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what's going to count. Where you stand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what's going to count. Not how much you have in your bank or how many A's your kid gets. Of course, this is all beautiful. These are all things in the dunya that are permissible and they're great to have, but it should not be your priority. It should not be the first goal. The first goal is to plan for your success in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabb, grant us the ability to be able to shift the focus from now to the hereafter, and to be planners, not for just for this dunya, but planners for the akhirah when we meet him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.